But what do they do at the place of Kaaba where millions of people go there? There is nothing but that black rock over there, and the cubicle is there, and it is all covered with velvet and all that. And all that they do is, from a distance, from outside, not inside, they can't go inside. So they just circumambulate seven times, and they feel within their hearts that their pilgrimage is fulfilled, is accepted by the Lord. Yeah. Nobody knows the history. Somebody says that, well, it's a stone, it's a meteorite, asteroid, as they call it, ancient time, you see, and to them it was such a surprise and something celestial coming from the seventh heaven. Something.
Like that.
And I had heard the story that, well, there is that same rock where Abraham was told to cut. Yeah. To sacrifice his son.
No, that's in Jerusalem. That's not, the same that's
rock.
Not the
car. So it may not
the rock.
The same rock.
Yeah, but in Islamic cultures they say it was there,
no.
The Kaaba.
In Islam
cultures.
They say that it's the Dome of the Rock, where the mosque is built over it.
It's nothing to do with that.
It was supposed to have been built originally by Abraham.
Yeah, he built it. But that's not where Isaac was going to be sacrificed. That was Temple Mount in Jerusalem.
Well, we don't know because...
So some say this and some say that, and some say that it is sanctified. Some say that there was the source of water. You know, desert region is such that at that spot there was the source of water that flew up from there. And that's why it is sanctified, because for people who are thirsting for water, you know, water is life. So that's why it is sanctified. Many stories are there. But apart from the stories, the faith counts. And when you shred the faith, then what is left? Nothing. Just as when you try to peel the onion, nothing is left. But faith is there, then it is there. If there is no faith, there is nothing.
So the Kaaba was there before Muhammad?
Before Muhammad, of course, before Muhammad. On the contrary, it was infested with idols. You know, idols for lightning and for showers and rain and for good of the others and for the curse to somebody, and they would propitiate these idols. Yeah. And Muhammad had once prohibited anyone who has brought faith in Islam to visit Kaaba. He stopped them because of idolatry, worship. But it was so ingrained at the time that it was either to lose the hearts or to stop them from idol worship. You see. So there was a compromise created by Muhammad, saying that on a particular day, one day, at the particular time, you all should go there as a pilgrimage and all that. It was a compromise later on. Formally, he had stopped all this. There were battle spots because of this, because of the idols that were broken down and this and that. Same thing happened at the time of Abraham also. Yeah.
So they turned the Kaaba into an idol instead of having
now,
an
idol. Yeah. No, but now it is not an idol, but it is because of the injunction they do it. Yeah. The word. Yeah.
But everything...
Visit once in your lifetime if you can afford.
But even the prayers, they direct them to the Kaaba.
Yeah. Because that is the sanctified place. This, because Muhammad had focused upon it. Many battles were fought to pay visit. Muhammad himself went there and circumambulated. So, following in the footsteps, that's all.